I remembered how Lieutenant Hillbilly Jones had comforted and helped me through the first shock of Peleliu, and I tried to do the same for my friend. Finally, he seemed somewhat relieved, or resigned to his fate, whatever it might be. We got up and shook hands. He thanked me for our friendship, then walked slowly back to his foxhole. There was nothing unique in the conversation. Thousands like it occurred every day among infantrymen scheduled to enter the chaos and inferno of an attack. But it illustrates the value of camaraderie among men facing constant hardship and frequent danger. Friendship was the only comfort a man had. It seems strange how men occupied themselves after all weapons and gear had been squared away for an impending attack. We had learned in boot camp that no pack strap should be left with loose ends dangling. Any such loose straps on a Marine's pack were called Irish pennants. Why Irish, I never knew, and resulted in disciplinary action or a blast from the drill instructor. So, from pure habit, I suppose, we carefully rolled up the loose straps and shaped up our packs. There was always a bit of cleaning and touching up to be done on one's weapon, with the toothbrush most of us carried for that purpose. A man could always straighten up his lacings on his leggings, too. With such trivia, doomed men busily occupied themselves, as though when they got up and moved forward out of their foxholes, it would be to an inspection rather than to oblivion. We were partially successful with our attack on 3 May. The knockout of the Japanese heavy machine gun by our mortars the previous day helped our company's advance to the next low ridgeline. But we couldn't hold the hills. Heavy enemy machine gun and mortar fire drove us back about 100 yards. Thus, we gained about 300 yards for the entire day. We moved into a quiet area back of the front lines well before dark. Word came that because of heavy casualties over the past 2 days' fighting, Company K would go into battalion reserve for a while. We dug in around the battalion aid station for its defense. Our casualties were still coming back from the afternoon's action as we moved into position. Much to my joy, I saw the friend with whom I'd had the conversation the night before. He wore a triumphant look of satisfaction, shook hands with me heartily, and grinned as a stretcher team carried him by with a bloody bandage on his foot. God or chance, depending on one's faith, had spared his life and lifted his burden of further fear and terror in combat by awarding him a $1 million wound. He had done his duty, and the war was over for him. He was in pain, but he was lucky. Many others hadn't been as lucky the last couple of days.